And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 25th of December, 2015. It is Christmas Day, a day that has been shaped by many writers, particularly by Charles Dickens. In Victorian England, back in the 19th century, old Christmas traditions were fading away, particularly the observance of 12 days of Christmas had passed by the boards. And Dickens believed that a revival of Christmas traditions would promote social harmony in Great Britain. He had known Christmas as a jolly time of games and dancing and wine and Christmas pudding and roasted goose. And he put all of these elements into his novella, A Christmas Carol, and also an appeal to care for the less fortunate. The story was such a success that Dickens found himself obligated to write a new Christmas story every year for years afterward, which he grumbled about, though he truly did love Christmas. His son said of Dickens, "My father was always at his best at Christmas, a splendid host, bright and jolly as a boy and throwing his heart and soul into everything that was going on. And then the dance, there was no stopping him." It was on this day, 1956, that the novelist Harper Lee spent Christmas in New York City with her friends, Michael and Joy Brown, who gave her a gift that changed her life. She was working as a ticket agent at an airline, and they gave her an envelope that said, "You have 1 year off from your job to write whatever you please. Merry Christmas." And it wasn't a joke. They really meant it. And she used that year to write the first draft of what would become To Kill a Mockingbird. And it's the day that St. Francis of Assisi created the first nativity scene in Greccio, Italy in 1223, a living nativity scene with an ass and a donkey and some villagers playing Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, and he staged the whole thing in a cave outside of town, and it drew a great crowd, and Francis preached about the babe of Bethlehem, and the nativity scene became a tradition in Italy and elsewhere. Here's a poem for today by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow entitled The Meeting. After so long an absence, at last we meet again. Does the meeting give us pleasure, or does it give us pain? The tree of life has been shaken, and but few of us linger now, like the prophets, two or three berries in the top of the uttermost bough. We cordially greet each other in the old familiar tone, and we think, though we do not say it, how old and gray he is grown. We speak of a Merry Christmas and many a Happy New Year, but each in his heart is thinking of those who are not here. We speak of friends and their fortunes and of what they did and said, till the dead alone seem living and the living alone seem dead. And at last we hardly distinguish between the ghosts and the guests, and a mist and shadow of sadness steals over our merriest jests. The Meeting, a poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.